Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lean Marketing by Alan Dibb positions marketing as a practical system rather than a collection of random tactics. Written for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and busy teams, it focuses on getting measurable growth without expanding budgets, headcount, or complexity. The core promise is straightforward: generate more qualified leads and more profit while doing less low-value marketing activity. Dibb is widely known for simplifying business concepts into clear frameworks, and this book continues that approach by emphasizing clarity of message, targeting, and repeatable processes. Instead of chasing every new platform or trend, the book encourages selecting a few high-leverage channels, building assets that compound over time, and tracking what actually drives revenue. The result is a marketing playbook designed for real-world constraints, helping readers make smarter decisions, stop wasting effort, and create a reliable pipeline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, marketing as a system, not a pile of tactics. A central theme is that effective marketing is built like an operating system, a small number of components working together predictably. Rather than jumping from one campaign idea to the next, the book encourages readers to define the outcomes they want, map the path from attention to inquiry to sale, and install processes that can run repeatedly. This perspective reduces the chaos many businesses feel when marketing depends on constant creativity or last-minute promotions. It also shifts the conversation from vanity metrics to business metrics, such as qualified leads, conversion rates, customer acquisition cost, and lifetime value. By thinking in systems, a business can improve results through small, targeted optimizations. For example, improving a landing page conversion rate, tightening an offer, or shortening response time to new leads. The lean emphasis is on removing waste, activities that feel productive but do not translate into pipeline, revenue, or retention. The system approach also makes delegation easier because tasks become defined steps with clear standards rather than vague marketing busy work. Secondly, clarifying the ideal customer and the irresistible offer, lean marketing starts with precision about who the business serves and why that specific group should choose it. The book highlights the importance of narrowing the target to an ideal customer profile, understanding their pains, desired outcomes, and buying triggers, and then crafting an offer that feels like an obvious fit. This is where many marketing efforts fail. A generic message aimed at everyone creates weak response rates and forces a company to spend more to get attention. With a focused customer, messaging becomes sharper and more relevant, which improves conversions across every channel. The offer itself is treated as a strategic lever, not just pricing. It includes the promise, positioning, risk reversal, packaging, and the proof points that reduce uncertainty. The lean approach encourages testing and iteration, finding the simplest version of an offer that sells, then improving it based on real feedback. When the customer definition and offer are clear, marketing becomes easier and cheaper because the market does more of the filtering for you. Thirdly, building a simple funnel that turns attention into leads. A practical takeaway is the need for a straightforward path that captures interest and converts it into a lead you can follow up with. Instead of complicated multi-stage funnels, the emphasis is on a minimal, high-performing structure, a clear message, a focused call to action, and a way to capture contact details so the relationship can continue. The book pushes readers to think about the moments where prospects drop off and to remove friction, for example, confusing pages, slow follow-up, unclear next steps, or an overwhelming set of choices. It also frames lead generation as a mix of trust and timing. Since most prospects are not ready to buy immediately, the business needs a mechanism to stay in touch, deliver value, and re-engage when the prospect becomes ready. A lean funnel is measurable, so you can see where the bottlenecks are and fix them. When the funnel is working, the business gains predictability, a clear idea of how many visitors, inquiries, and conversations are needed to hit revenue targets. Fourthly, choosing fewer channels and making them compound. Rather than trying to be everywhere, the book advocates selecting a small set of channels that match the audience and the offer, then doing them consistently. This helps avoid the common trap of spreading effort thin across social platforms, ads, content, events, and partnerships without mastering any of them. A lean approach evaluates channels by fit, cost, speed to feedback, and ability to scale. The goal is to build marketing assets that continue to deliver results over time, such as a strong referral engine, evergreen content that ranks, a well-managed email list, or partnerships that repeatedly introduce qualified prospects. Compounding happens when each marketing action strengthens the next, for example, content that feeds an email list, email that drives calls, and calls that generate testimonials that improve conversions. The book also emphasizes that consistency beats intensity. Smaller, repeatable actions often outperform sporadic bursts. By focusing on fewer channels, a business can measure accurately, improve execution, and ultimately reduce marketing time while increasing results. Lastly, measurement, iteration, and profit-first marketing decisions. Lean marketing treats measurement as a decision-making tool, not a reporting chore. The book encourages tracking a small set of meaningful numbers that connect marketing activity to profit, allowing the business to confidently double down on what works and stop what does not. This includes understanding unit economics, knowing which offers and customer segments produce the best margins, and recognizing where acquisition costs are creeping up. Iteration is presented as an ongoing loop: launch quickly, gather data, adjust, and repeat. The emphasis is on learning fast rather than trying to perfect a campaign before it meets the market. This mindset lowers risk and prevents long, expensive initiatives that fail quietly. The profit focus also encourages prioritizing improvements that unlock the biggest gains, such as raising average order value, improving close rates, increasing retention, or reducing churn. Over time, this creates a marketing approach that is calmer and more predictable, where growth comes from disciplined choices instead of constant reinvention. In conclusion, this book is best suited for entrepreneurs, freelancers, consultants, agency owners, and small to mid-sized teams who need marketing to drive revenue but cannot afford endless experimentation or complicated strategies. Readers benefit because the lean approach replaces guesswork with a simpler system: define the right customer, craft an offer that converts, build a clear lead path, focus on a few channels, and measure what impacts profit. That combination can reduce stress, save time, and create more predictable growth, which improves both business performance and personal bandwidth. It is worth buying compared to similar marketing books because it emphasizes practicality and restraint rather than hype. Many marketing guides push more content, more platforms, and more tactics. Lean marketing centers on removing waste and building assets that compound, making it a strong choice for people who want results without turning marketing into a full-time distraction. If you would like to support Alan Dibb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.